Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, March 29, 1950, prominent legislator and medical administrator Sir John Hudson died at the age of 91 at his home Little Barn in Pine Hill, St. Michael. The news of his death was reported in the March 30th publication of the Barbados Advocate newspaper. Sir John was educated at the Lodge School and Codgerton College before he proceeded to Edinburgh University in England, where he studied medicine. In 1885, he returned to Barbados and joined the staff of the Barbados General Hospital. Later, he would serve as public health inspector and poor law inspector. When the office of chief medical officer was created, Sir John acted in that capacity for some time. Sir John's term as a policymaker began when he was appointed a member of the Legislative Council in 1920. He also served as president of the council in 1942. He was a member of the Education Board and for a period of time served on the Executive Committee. Sir John was the son of the late Archdeacon Erie Hudson. He was one of three brothers, each of whom held distinguished positions in the colonial empire. His brother, Sir Erie Hudson, was a colonial administrator who became governor of British Honduras and later governor of Fiji, while his other brother, Edward, served as Bishop of Antigua and Archbishop of the West Indies for some time. Sir John represented Barbados at the coronation of His Majesty King George VI in 1937, and until he resigned the presidency of the Legislative Council in 1944, he was chairman of the local branch of the Empire Parliamentary Association. Sir John was twice married and left to mourn his widow, Lady Hudson. The death of prominent legislator and medical administrator Sir John Hudson took place on this day, March 29, 1950, and the news was carried in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on March 30th.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.